The way we mourn the deaths of our loved ones has a lot to do with the culture that we come from. And one woman in Mount Clemens has become an expert in studying how people mourn their dead.
I have some friends that call me the death lady. I don't know if I really like that.
But there are some very personal and difficult reasons that Kim Parr is drawn to this kind of work. I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris, and I recently went to something called a cemetery walk. That's something that Kim Parr's historical group sponsors. Basically, actors portray people buried in the cemetery, including a priest who came here from Belgium and died in 1902. The actors give monologues, and they really get into it.
Hi.
Good day.
Good day. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, my child?
Good, good. I'm a reporter at Michigan Radio, so I'm going to get a little sound of what you're doing.
Absolutely. And what is radio?
It's in the future.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Many things are in the future. Well, good day, everyone.
So nice. Kim Parr directs the Macomb County Historical Society and the Crocker House Museum in Mount Clemens. She travels around the state lecturing about funeral customs and the ways that we used to mourn our dead. But there was a time when Parr knew very little about grief and death. When she was 16, Parr's father died suddenly of an aneurysm.
We were not prepared for it. Four kids at home. My mom was about my age. I'm 47, and how she dealt with having four kids at home, and really she didn't have time to mourn. Here I was, 16, helping to pick out a casket, helping, you know, with the funeral details.
Later in her life, her best friend was killed. She says both of those deaths were very, very hard to deal with.
I know when my father died, I was just 16. I think for a year, I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. It was just so shocking. Your whole world has changed. But everybody's still going on and doing the same things. And you just kind of want to say, stop. Stop. This isn't fair. But that's life. We go on.
Part of what Parr loves about the Victorian era is that the community knew how to respond and how to help when someone died. There were rules about the kind of clothes that you wore and how long to mourn. Sometimes that took years. These days, Parr thinks that we rush through mourning. When we mourn, we are grieving the loss of attachments we've made in our lives. That's what clinical social worker Sally Foley says. And that idea of just getting over it does not serve us well.
All of life is loss. We don't want to get over life too fast. We want to learn to live with life, and that includes living with loss.
She says the thing about mourning is you've got to do it. And when we grieve, we take the love we had for that person, and we find ways to remember them inside ourselves.
And as we grow developmentally, whether we're 10 or 28 or 88, at each developmental age, we're going to go back and revisit that loss in a new context and a new understanding of who we are now.
She also says mourning needs two big things, community recognition and community support. And the Victorians had this part down. But when that community support and recognition is not there, think of the AIDS epidemic in the 80s. Or when someone doesn't take time to mourn, they can get stuck or suppressed and end up closing down. Some days, Kim Parr says she does not feel like teaching people about death and grief and mourning and funerals. But she says this kind of work won't quite let her go.
And then I think, well, maybe I'm not supposed to let this go. If I'm helping people look at death in a way that it's okay, it's just we all have to go through, and it's okay to talk about it and to get our children to talk about it, then I think I'm doing something good.
Kim Parr says she has grappled for years with guilt about her best friend's death and her father's death. In fact, it's been decades, and she is still processing those very big losses in her life. For Stateside, I'm Kyle Norris.